It's time to meet Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right, and here we go. Friday. On Friday, we have a special guest, an interesting Islander, every week, and it's awesome. We always love having a special guest in here with us. And this week, a very special guest, a very interesting Islander.
Yes, absolutely. We have the one and only Mike Ross. So Mike Ross is a musician, an actor, composer, director, a dad, so much more. Owner and operator of the Harmony House, along with his wife, Nicole. And we're so thrilled to have you
Welcome, sir. Hey, everybody. Nice to be here.
Now, I have to ask, now this happened before I was fortunate enough to join this duo, but I think that there's a story here.
In regards to you
and our interesting Islander segment.
Well, I mean, there was one morning that we might have had Mike booked in here to do an interesting Islander, but you know, there might have been a couple emails and a few things that went awry, and you know, alarms on phones are iffy.
Yeah, you know what really, like, you know, you go to bed and you got a couple of percentage left on your phone and then it dies through the night.
Yeah,
so that happened. So the worst part was that I was having a perfectly pleasant morning.
Yes.
And then my wife Nicole said to me, hey, what's that radio thing you're doing? And then it was like Home Alone. I was running through the house with my robe on, screaming nonsense. And then my phone was still dead, so I had to wait that nightmare 2 minutes for it to like wake up so that I could maybe email you. It was a truly awful morning.
It was pretty funny. Scott said here, oh, I don't even know what happened to Mike.
I don't
know where he is. I can't get a hold of him.
Right. This is not an interesting Islander this morning. So
it made for a great story.
My apologies. Here we are. I believe I dropped a case of beer off.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it felt so bad.
Yeah, yeah. Scott's like, oh yeah, you did. I remember. Yeah.
Well, we're awfully happy that you're here. Yes. And worth the wait for sure. So tell everyone a little bit about you, where perhaps you were born and grew up, about your family now, that sort of thing.
Well, I was born in Charlottetown, and when I was four, I moved to the States. My dad got a job down there, and I moved down to New Jersey, and then I moved over to Pennsylvania, and then when I was 20 years old, I moved back to PEI, and I finished my degree here at UPEI.
Okay.
And that's where I met Nicole Bellamy, my wife, and co-conspirator at Harmony House. And yeah, that was, I worked in the scene here as a musician. I believe, Jill, you and I did a show together back in those years at the Charlottetown Hotel.
I'm quite certain.
Do you remember this?
Do I?
Yeah. Jill, yes. For all of you that don't know, Jill was the bass player in a dinner theater that we did together called Staying Alive.
Correct.
Yeah.
It was a disco show at the Charlottetown Hotel.
That's right.
And it involved dancing as well.
We danced. We sang
ABBA.
We acted. Yeah.
And you
sang Hot Stuff. That's what I remember. Yeah.
Oh, I could drum up an instrumental of that if you guys want to.
No. Do you remember?
Do you remember this?
I feel like this was the beginning of when I first saw how creative you were, because did you do a medley with I Believe in Miracles and Hot Stuff?
I did.
You did a little mashup.
That's right. Because it was like you and I, right?
Yeah.
Like our characters had crushes on each other, or I did on you or something like that.
I don't remember, but you were outstanding in that show, and that was the beginning of me seeing your musical, like, just, it was boundless.
Well,
your
talents. That's very nice of you to say. I also remember hearing you play the guitar and singing original songs. I was like, whoa, listen to that. That's really good.
Well, here I am, here, and here you are, there.
So. Scott, have you ever sat back and watched like something develop, and it's just like, you know darn well, you're not going to be part of it anytime soon. You guys are creating a brand new musical here, and I'm here for it.
Sorry, guys. Let's let them in.
Radio killed the video star.
I guess what I'm trying to do is set the foundation. People already know this, but Mike Ross is hugely talented and has been, and we're going to kind of walk through all of those things that he's done and what is on stage at the Harmony House too. So
a staunch supporter of island musicians too, right?
Hey, yeah, so that's very important to us. We're really excited and proud to we hire entirely locally, like
incredible.
Our musicians that we put in our shows, and I think that adding to the ecology of what it takes to keep an island artist here and give them a shot at having a full-time career as an artist and not having to leave our island in order to do so is something that we would like to contribute to, you know, and so we're proud to hire as many local artists as we can.
Fantastic. Yeah. We'll unpack more of that as we spend some more time with Mike Ross here this morning on the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
It's time to warm up your winter. Explore Summerside is pleased to welcome back the Winter Warmth Festival, running from January 29th to February 18th, highlighting all things winter in the city by the sea. Experience
florists, flower buds. Call 902-626-2250 or flowerbudspei.com.
A mix of sun and cloud today, becoming a little cloudier this afternoon, a high of -2. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of flurries and a low of -5. And tomorrow looks mainly cloudy, a high of 0. Right now, it is -13 in Charlottetown, -13 in Summerside for Ocean 100.
Darcy's trivia for Robin's Donuts. Text me your answer. If you're right, you're in the draw. 57% of us, this is the food that makes us cheat on our diet. For 57% of us, this is the food that makes us cheat on our diet. What is it? Send me a text, 902-368-1720. Celebration calendar on the way next, and more with our interesting Islander Mike Ross on the way next. Right now, it's the Pet Shop Boys, Eyes Peeled for School Buses. Happy Friday!
I've got the brains, you've got the looks. Banks make lots of money. You've got the brawn, money.
Pet Shop Boys Opportunities, Ocean 100. Hi, and happy Friday to you. It is the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware. Darcy, Jill, and Scott, joined by our interesting Islander today, Mike Ross from Harmony House, among other things. I'm getting a brief history lesson in not only the history of Mike Ross, but also the history of Jill Chandler. It has been very fun to have some of the musically inclined guests on here that you know, that you are friends with. It's fun to see you in your world. I'm just tossing that out there.
Oh, well, thank you. It's not, thank you. It was a world, and I do still feel that connection.
It is a world. You're in it. You're still in it, man.
I'm in it.
You're still in it.
It's a real honor to have Mike Ross here, and we've got so many questions. One thing I have to ask you, Mike, because as a little girl, I remember going to the Confederation Center, and I would see such shows that would just inspire, and it was a dream to always be on that stage.
Yeah, me too.
You were on that stage.
Yeah, yeah. I had a sort of a luck of timing and opportunity when they brought a show there in 2002 called Fire. And
yes,
it was like the story of Jerry Lee Lewis and Jimmy Swaggart, his evangelist, you know? And so it was actually a great play that had music in it. It was more of the, like that kind of a show. But they needed a Jerry Lee Lewis, and I auditioned on a whim and got the part, and this like fairly fancy director from Toronto came in to direct the show, which kind of made me think that I knew everybody in Toronto. And but anyway, yeah, I did that show, and I also, they cross cast you in other shows, so I did Anne of Green Gables. I was Cecil the farmer. I'm sure everybody remembers that performance.
Starring role as Cecil.
Yeah,
I think I do.
Yeah.
I
no,
do remember it. Good job.
It was extraordinary, and and so we did that, and that was over at the Mac. The Fire show was over at the Mac, and
yes,
it was like a baptism of Fire. I'd never really done, other than the dinner theater, I'd never done like a real sort of like show before. And
because you were a musician first.
I was a musician, and yeah, like the dinner theater just sort of like was a way to do something like regular all summer and stay here. And so, yeah, I kind of lucked into this job, and it was a huge part, you know, like it was the Jerry Lee Lewis guy in the show, but it was a tremendous experience. And then I did four more seasons with the festival doing various shows. And then, yeah, I made my way off to Toronto and started to see if I could figure things out there.
Well,
yeah,
and you figured some things out. Yes.
We're only scratching the surface too, because there's still more to unpack here. And I mean, this is no Cecil in Anne of Green Gables, but you are here for the celebration calendar, which is our birthday announcement on Ocean 100. And this is
such an important thing.
Prestigious,
yes.
Really.
Yes.
To even be in the room. Okay. I just want to make sure you're,
yeah,
you're comfortable.
I'm gonna take
with
a
that.
Deep breath.
Okay, here we go. Everybody that's on our list is qualified, and you might win a bridge pass from the Confederation Bridge. Happy birthday to Connor, 14th today, from Mom, Arden Rose in Hudson. A happy 13th birthday on Sunday to Peyton Pollard, off to school today at Birchwood. Love Mom, Dad, Cheyenne, and Huckley the puppy. Emma McInnes is 18 on Sunday. Love Mom, Dad, Keegan, and Pup Cooper. Riley Garnham is 1 today. Love Mom, Dad, and Big Brother Cole. Josie Burke of Stratford, very happy 19th birthday in Halifax at school. That's love, Mom, Dad, and Charles, and Carol, and Cameron as well. Myra Ramsey and Priscilla Hustler from Elmsdale Corner Gas Crew. Have a great day today. Enjoy the day. Darren Affleck, tomorrow, celebrating a 58th birthday from your track friends. Presley McLeod in Stratford is 12 tomorrow. Tomorrow, Lori Lesperance is celebrating, and Sue Summers also celebrating. Those two wishes from Stella and Tracy. Andrew Halliday, happy birthday. Love, Mom and Dad. Eden Ruby Kruger, too, today, with love from your family. Aaron Nelson, happy 25th birthday. Working hard at the Jones Building this morning. Bill Trosdale is having a big one today, we're told. He is the day custodian at Parkside School. Children are going to be celebrating with him. That sounds like fun. Love from your wife, Laura. And Ty Sherry of Albany, a very happy 19th birthday tomorrow. Wishes from Mom, Dad, Jace, Ellie, and the rest of the family.
Candace Riley, happy birthday. Charlie, Sammy, Frankie, and Maria saying happy birthday, and they love you. Priscilla Handrahan from the Alberton Bakery Girls, enjoy your day. And happy 72nd birthday to Terry McGinnis. Have a wonderful day. Love your 12 siblings, 72 in Charlottetown.
Matthew Lynch turning 12 in Stratford today. Kira Hughes turning 8. Happy birthday. Miki Oishi working at home care. Happy birthday from friends and family. Marge White Matters in Charlottetown. Happy birthday to you. Sarah Ashby turning the big 4-0 in Stratford. Priscilla Hustler. Love your sister, Norma. Enjoy your day to the fullest. Happy 12th birthday to Matthew Lynch. Love from Nanny and Poppy Burt. Alexis Michaud plays with the Charlottetown Islanders, turning 18. Karina McNeil in Cornwall, can't believe it's 20 years old. Love Dad and Patches. Landon in Mount Herbert, turning 13. Love Porter, Mom, Mitch, and Lemmy. And tomorrow, Emily Thistle, turning 20. Love your family and friends. I also have to give a shout out to the one and only Kirsten Lund, celebrating a birthday today, and Bobby Cooper, well-known fella in Stratford and in Belfast. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. High five, big guy. All right. Happy birthday and congratulations to Debbie Smith and Glenn Singleton, our winners of Bridge Passes.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
That was a lot of birthdays. I didn't know there were that many Islanders.
Yeah. See, I was just going to ask. Now, would you think on any given day there would be that many people celebrating a birthday?
It's amazing. Like every time one of you stopped, I thought, oh, that's got to be the end. And then the next person took over with 35 more names.
Yes.
It's a pretty
big
deal.
We dazzled Mike Ross, guys. We dazzled him. Like,
yeah. Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
And 5, Saturday, mainly cloudy and a high of 0. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
All right, 8:05. Thanks very much, Scott. Happy birthday tomorrow for Harper O'Brien in Greenfield. 12th birthday. That's for Mom, Dad, and your favorite brother, Elliot. Happy birthday on the weekend. Let's tidy up Darcy's trivia for Robin's Donuts.
Okay.
And let's give out a $100 gift card to Robin's Donuts. For 57% of us, this is the food that makes us cheat on our diet. We had a lot of really good answers. Scott, what's the food that makes you cheat on your diet?
Diet?
What?
I'll go cookie.
Cookies. Jill?
I yelled out all kinds of things, ranging from chips.
We actually had a few calls today of people just listing anything.
Cheese.
cheese was on your
sweets.
List.
Well, I mean, cheese. Like, cheese.
Cheese. You don't stay away from cheese on a diet, though, like in the same way that you do like sugar and bread.
I guess it depends on how much. I don't know. What's the answer, Darcy?
Turn up.
I'm going pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah.
Mike knows.
Pizza.
Okay. Yeah. So congratulations to Trevor Gillis, our winner this week of a $100 gift card from Robin's Donuts. You can buy an awful lot of coffee and even their flatbread pizza.
That's right. They have those
at Robin's and they are delicious.
Cheat on your diet right now.
Cheat on your diet. Bye-bye New Year's resolutions. See you later.
Here, let us pour you a fresh cup of the Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott.
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware, where customer service is number one.
811 Ocean 100, Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. Good morning. It's the Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott, and it's Friday. We're having a good time here today. Lots of great spirited off-air chats, like usual, with our interesting Islander. I am absolutely a big fan. I do want to very quickly send out a birthday wish, an early happy 60th birthday, this big 6-0 for Ron Richard on Sunday, with love from Janelle, Jaden, Rachel, and the Fur Baby. So happy birthday on Sunday, Ron Richard. We are spending time today with Mike Ross from Harmony House. Great to get you in here. Great to have these musically inspired conversations.
Yeah,
too.
This is really fun. And, you know, it's like you get to the talking about whatever song was just playing that you guys are playing, and then we break it down. It's really fun.
We were loving the Boss Gags.
Yeah, the Boss Gags was funky. I don't think of Boss Gags sounding like that, but it had a kind of like almost like disco funk kind of feel.
I get kind of excited when I see Scott's like, ooh, I like this one. And then I'm like, yeah, I'm going to play along with this. Right, let's do a little dance in here, Scott. All right.
These two, I think you're witnessing, there is another side of Darcy and Scott with the whole improv and jam and drum solos and whatnot.
Yeah, like, we're fun.
They're drums, air guitar, it's all good.
All of it.
And they're age, it's okay.
I get dressed the same way you guys do.
Okay, one leg at a time. They're both great singers as well. So we're going to get back to you, Mike Ross. So in 2020, you and Nicole came back to PEI with your kids. Mm-hmm. You bought the Harmony House.
Yeah.
In the midst of a pandemic. This is a huge decision on its own, but that time, like that was a very brave decision. Tell us about what led to that.
Yeah, well, we always had an eye on moving back to the island, and then we had our kids, and we would come back here in the summer times, and you know, it really does happen, the whole island calls you home thing. Like, it's not a cliche, you know. It is a cliche for a reason. And so that happened to us. We would have these amazing summers and it got harder and harder to leave. And then, but the feeling then would go away once we returned to Toronto and settled into life there. And then in that final year, I guess 2019, the feeling just didn't go away. And we just thought, I think we have to listen to this. And then we made the decision to move back pre-pandemic,
right?
And pre-Harmony House for that matter. We didn't move back for Harmony House. We moved back because we just wanted to be here and raise our kids here. And they were getting old enough that, you know, you kind of have to make that decision before they get too old. And then we made a decision to sell our house there. And I remember the real estate agent saying, yeah, we're going to have to keep an eye on this COVID thing, whatever that is, but I'm sure it'll be fine. And then it was not fine. And so there was a little window in that summer of 2020 where things settled down enough that people started looking at houses again. And so we jumped on it, and then we jumped in our car and drove out here and did all the quarantining and everything. And then in the midst of that, we had been talking to Chris Taylor, who owned Harmony House, about possibly buying. So it was all happening at the same time, like dealing with a pandemic and moving here and buying this business. But it really felt right to us to try to, you know, own our own little place that was small enough that it wasn't too overwhelming. And actually in some ways the pandemic it allowed us to start slow. Like we were capped at 50 people for quite some time. And so we didn't have to, we weren't overrun with people all through the building. Like it was very controlled. And so we really got to kind of get our feet wet for a little while.
And there are so many elements though, because you are the creative person, and so talented. Running a business is a lot, right? So you and Nicole obviously blend together and together as a pair.
We're a good team. Yeah.
You're a good team.
Yeah. Nicole's like, she looks after all the, you know, the business end of things.
Yes.
And of course she has artistic input because we're always talking about what shows to do and we bounce ideas off of each other all the time. And she's got a really good head for that. And she's thinking of it from a, you know, practical sense. And I'm like rock and roll guy. And so we sort of meet somewhere in between. But yeah, there was a lot to learn about all kinds of nitty gritty things when it comes to owning your own business. And she's taken the brunt of that, the tough stuff. I'm doing a lot of what I had already done, which is, you know, make shows and concerts and talk to people and audiences. And so she definitely had, she was the one sort of chopping through the jungle you know, yes. making a path for us.
Well, Islanders are lucky because you guys have done such an amazing job of it. And the shows that I've seen at Harmony House and you in this docu-concert style of storytelling, the way that you weave like this, the stories and the music, it's just done so beautifully.
Right.
Oh, and I leave those shows with that feeling I did when I was a little girl, which is just like, wow. You know, there's moments that are just, and also I love that you allow everyone to shine. So there's moments that everyone on your stage, like it really seems like an ensemble. Everyone is showcased.
I think people, the best compliment I hear is that they can't believe the talent on that stage.
Like right.
What hit them was this group of people, you know, not an individual or not, you know, me. It's like, this is, there's a wealth of talent here, and when you feel that sense of ensemble and everybody firing on all cylinders, that's the greatest compliment we can receive, because that's what we're trying to do, is make teams, you know, make a band.
Yes.
And tell stories. I mean, like, stories are where it's at, whatever you're consuming, TV, theater, it's like around a campfire, church, like that's what it makes, you know. So if you can tell a good story and then you can deepen that story with some kind of music, especially if it's something familiar, then there's a magic meeting ground there. And that's always what we're scratching at Harmony House.
And I do think in the way that you've been able to share stories, if we look at last summer and the 27 Club.
Yeah.
And learning about these, stars and their fates and their background and listening to their story in a way that you could perhaps relate or understand or appreciate or show compassion or understand. Like, I think that that's such a neat thing, in that we hear a song and a lyric may resonate with us, but then you provide the background and we see there's so much more to that person.
Yeah. And then you might hear a song by them in a different way, you know, because you've thought about their life and what they were actually like really going through when they wrote that song. And ultimately, a show like 27 Club and all our shows, we're always looking for a kind of reverence for something. And in that case, it's like reverence and a gratitude for how much these people gave us while they were alive, you know. And it's not really just about telling sad stories about people that broke bad. It's actually more about celebrating who they were and amazed by what they could do by the time that they were 27 years old. And then examining why did this happen? Why are there so many? And it's very interesting. You know, there's things like the Saturn return, which is where the planet Saturn is in the same place in the sky as it was on the day you were born. And that takes about 27 years to happen. And astrologers believe that marks a time of a new cycle and a rebirth. And so you hit that Saturn return point and you're at a crossroads and you can either sort of move into the next phase of an adult life, or you can stay where you are and sort of risk what is next without moving on, without evolving, you know? And so
I feel like I may have stayed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't grow up at 27.
We're going to have more with Mike Ross from Harmony House and maybe some details on what you got planned this summer.
You got
sneak
it.
Peek. All right. It's coming up next.
This is Cam Beach from Cane Tire in Charlottetown. Dollar Rush deals are back. Check out these savings. A six-pack of Frank's Scouring Packs. Regular $2.99, now only...
is online at experiencehyundai.com. It's time for you to experience Hyundai, where we won't be beat.
A mix of sun and cloud today, becoming cloudy this afternoon, a high of -2. Tonight, chance of flurries, a low of -5. And tomorrow, mainly cloudy, a high of 0. Right now, it's -13 in Summerside, -12 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
It has been an absolute pleasure hanging out with Mike Ross this morning. We will wrap things up here in just a few minutes after Neil Young, rocking in the free world. Ocean 100, happy Friday!
Time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmac Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
And good morning, 826. We'll get a mix of sun and cloud today with a little more cloud coming late in the day and a high around -2. It's like -13 right now, but not much of a wind chill because the winds are calm. So -13 is what you get. It has been a tremendous morning hanging out with Mike Ross from Harmony House and peeling back the layers like we do with our interesting Islander. And of course, Harmony House, a very big deal. You've done great things at Harmony House. Sorry, talk of the town. What I'm stuck on is the fact that you like to get all local musicians to play.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And that's awesome. Like, that's just another level of buying local, really, when you think about it, right?
Yeah.
And what an endearing thing. And that must make you feel pretty good to know that you're lifting up local musicians.
Yeah, I mean, all the arts organizations here, like, are trying to do their part to make this a place that artists can stay. We don't want them to leave, you know? And it's, like, synergistic, too, because I'm not doing any favors. Like, these are extraordinary people that we're hiring that can tear the roof off or be the perfect guitar player that I need or whatever. And so they're all here, you know, but because we're a small place, it's hard to find work that's year round that keeps you doing that thing that you love to do. And so if we can help out with that, we're thrilled to do so. And we get lots in return.
And I think your the shows show, like I said, showcase everyone's talents. And of course, you have numbers where they are the entire ensemble. And then you have moments that are so intimate where it's just the performer and an instrument.
Mm-hmm.
And that really, really, I love those moments because those are the times that you really, really see the talent. This summer, you've got the biggest lineup you've ever had as far as shows go. So tell us a little bit about the summer.
Yeah, we've gone, last year we did two shows that kind of rotated with one another. This year we're doing four.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, and we're bringing back Inside American Pie, which is, I don't know, it's our fourth summer doing it, and it just keeps on going, and we felt at the end of the summer, should we put it to bed? But we had people asking about it already for the following summer because people want to bring their visitors to come see it. So we're going to do a limited run of Inside American Pie. We're going to bring the 27 Club back because that was a lot of fun last year. And then in the spring this year, we did a Leonard Cohen songbook that just all the elements came together. And it ended up being a really exciting show. Tanya Davis, our poet laureate, was the voice of Leonard Cohen throughout the show. And then we interpret his whole catalog, but with, you know, new interpretations and island artists like Brandon Howard Roy and Amanda Jackson and myself. And so we're going to bring that back into the rotation in the summer. And then a brand new show that's a world premiere called Ladies of the Canyon. I'm making this show with Alicia Toner. And it's a look at the extraordinary singer-songwriter scene of the 1960s and 70s in Laurel Canyon, which is just outside of Los Angeles in California. So it's Joni Mitchell, Mama Cass, Bonnie Raitt, the Eagles, Jackson Browne, like a Carole King, an extraordinary community of singer-songwriters all kind of lived together and wrote songs about each other and with each other. So that's going to star four of PEI's most electric women artists, Alicia Toner, Joss Rayom, Keelan Wedge, and Brielle Ansons. And it's just the four of them. They're going to be their own band, and they're an extraordinary group. So I'm excited about that one. New show, never been done before.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
We wish you nothing but all of the success. And you're going to have it because the shows that you've put on already have gotten nothing but rave reviews from everybody that has gone. I've been on the golf course and people that are teeing off on the box that I don't even know ahead of me are talking about it. And I'm like, wow, that must be some show.
Well, we're very lucky. You know, word of mouth and PEI is terrifying.
Time.
But if it works for you, it does. Yeah.
And I know you guys are taking a little break right now as you kind of prepare for the upcoming season. Yeah. And I'm sure there's lots to do. But tickets for the summer season are already
For sale, yeah.
Where do people find those tickets?
HarmonyHousePEI.com.
Okay.
Yep. And they tend to go fast, especially, the Ladies of the Canyon's kind of a limited run. Pie's a limited run. So, but they're all they do tend to go fast. So if you wanted to make sure you got them, you know.
One more time, the website?
HarmonyHousePEI.com.
Mike, we're so glad that you've come.
What a blast. This has been awesome.
What a blast. Thank you so much. You're all so kind and fun.
You're welcome back anytime.
Okay. I'll take you up on that.
Just by come on time.
Finished a tough